opening drive. They have done a good job of playing fast and being aggressive early in the game and not kind of sticking their toe in the water and seeing what's going to happen. And because of that, I think we've been able to get off to some good starts. I think, you know, last week, I think we had three or four third down conversions on that first drive, which are always big. So I think it's just an example of the guys being ready to go and then executing the plan. And they kind of know what we're going to do at that early part of the game anyway. And when they were ready for it, and they've been ready for it for 6 weeks, and hopefully we can continue that this week.
Talk about Matt Light a little bit. We were just talking with Belichick. I mean, AFC's tough. I mean, left tackle's tough in any division, but, I mean, Schoble, Taylor, yeah. I mean, just talk about this.
He knows he's got a battle every week, you know. The people that play on our left, regardless of whether they're in the AFC East or any other division, they're usually pretty good players, premier defenders on that team, whatever that team may be. This week's obviously no different with Jason and even Joey Porter and whoever they could flip-flop some guys over there. So, you know, he knows he has a big job every week. He comes into work and he works hard and prepares hard. Does a lot of film study, and he knows he's going to have his hands full every week, and he's done a good job. And we expect him to continue that, and we're going to need it, too. We're going to need it.
You guys are on a record-setting offensive pace, and I know you're always seeking for more consistency. But besides that, I mean, besides just consistency, I mean, is there any one area that you can pinpoint right now and say, you know, that's an area we got to get better at, or we're going down the wrong road?
I think There's things we're doing well. I also think last week we had more mental errors than we've had in most games this season, which kind of gets back to that consistency. You know, we got to have it from every player and as many plays as they're in the game for. You know, and the minute somebody breaks down, it usually results in a play that doesn't end up the way we want it to be. So, you know, we're really trying to cut down on that. We talked to the players about it Wednesday, and we've really tried to harp on it this week. You know, because, you know, it only takes one offensive player to not do his job or carry out his assignment correctly for the play to break down, and then it doesn't really make a difference what the other 10 guys did. So I think the whole mental approach to the game, the preparation, the communication at the line of scrimmage or during the play is very important, and making sure that everybody's doing the same thing and seeing the defense the same way. I think that's really the biggest thing we can take out of last week and try to improve on from the Dallas game going forward.
When you mentioned that, that's sort of what I was thinking you were going to say, because it seemed like Dallas did stuff that maybe they didn't do, you know, in their first five games there. And I was curious if you've noticed that maybe more this year than maybe last year, that teams are doing different stuff specifically against you guys.
Well, Dallas is well coached, and they did I think every team comes into the game with a few new wrinkles, you know, a few new wrinkles. And I really wouldn't even say that it's just this year. You know, it's really every year and every week that you expect somebody to come in and show you something that you haven't seen. And I wouldn't say that's abnormal. I'd expect it to happen this week too. And I just think that, you know, that's part of the in-game adjustments, the players, the coaches. You know, we need to see what's happening, need to communicate it on the sidelines, need to fix a couple things. Thought we did a decent job of trying to do that on the sideline in Dallas. And I'm sure we're going to have to do it this week and, you know, in the weeks, you know, going forward.
Anybody?
Thank you. Thanks, guys.